Good evening. It is 5:33 on March the 2nd. This is a special meeting of the Board of Trustees of the Carmel Independent School District. And Sonia, could you please call roll?
Ms. Pritzi.
I believe she'll be here. I think she just hasn't gotten off of work yet.
Mrs. Gonzalez.
Here.
Mr. Medina.
I don't know where he is.
Coming off the highway right now.
Coming up the highway right now.
Mrs. Quintana.
Here.
Mr. Rodriguez.
Present.
Mrs. Searles.
Here.
And Mrs. Iglesias.
Here.
Item 2, public hearing. A public hearing will be held on March the 2nd regarding the Texas Academic Performance Report. The public's invited for public comment.
Good evening, President Searles, members of the board, Dr. Galavis. This evening I'll be presenting the 2013-2014 Texas Academic Performance Report as required by the Texas Education Code Chapter 39 that requires a public hearing for public discussion of the annual report within 90 days after its release to the superintendent on November 21st, 2014. At this time, I would like to formally report that Camden GISD, as well as every campus within our district, has achieved the accountability rating of MET standard for the 2013-2014 school year. Our first slides will show how the district and individual campuses performed in comparison to the state and region in all subjects: reading, mathematics, writing, science, and social studies. In 2014, Camden GISD performed at or above the state average in all subject areas. Additionally, the district outperformed both the state and regional districts combined in science and social studies. At the elementary level, all of our campuses but one performed above the state and regional level in reading, all but two performed above the state and regional level in mathematics, all but one campus performed above the state and regional level in writing, and only two campuses performed at or above the state or regional level in science. At the middle school level, all of our campuses but one performed above the state and regional level in reading and mathematics, both performed below the state and regional average in the subjects of writing and social studies, and in the area of science, only AMS performed above the state and regional level at 5% above. At the high school level, both of our campuses performed above the state and regional level in the subjects of science and social studies. Only Northwest Early College performed at or above the state and regional levels in the subjects of reading and mathematics. Our next slides represent the percent of students who were determined to be well prepared for post-secondary success by performing at the STAR Level 3 standard. For students reaching the advanced standard, CAMUTA was 4 percentage points below the state in reading, 3 percentage points below the state in mathematics, 4 percentage points below the state in writing, 2 percentage points below the state in science, and 5 percentage points below the state in social studies.
So,
yes, sir.
May I interrupt, Madam Chair?
Yes, you may.
Okay. I'd like to maybe go straight to the trends. I know there was a question about the trends that were happening within the report. Is that kind of?
Yes, sir. What I'm trying to do is go through this so we can go right into the trends and then we can answer all those questions if that's okay with the board, Mr.
Okay.
Yes, sir. The next few slides provide a clear picture of how each campus advanced standard results factored into the aggregate district total. The elementary results revealed that several of our campuses are well above the state and regional average in reading and mathematics. However, they also reveal areas of need in the subjects of writing and science. Our middle school results also reveal areas of need in all subjects with the exception of science. Here we can see CMS 3% percentage points above the state average and AMS at double the state average at 28%. At the high school level, only Northwest performed at or above the state average in the areas of science at 15% and social studies at 5%. For the 2013-14 four-year graduation rate in comparison to the 2012-13 four-year graduation rate, we can see a slight decrease from 88.5% to 87%. For the class of 2011 five-year graduation rate, we also see a slight decrease from 90.3 to 90.1. A comparison of our 2012 to our 2013 four-year dropout rate indicates an increase of 1.7 percentage points. and our five-year dropout comparison indicates a slight drop from 7.6 to 7.2. This is reported on a two-year lag. Kenyuchi ISD students completing advanced courses and dual enrollment courses dropped slightly from the previous year, going from 39.7% to 39.4%, and our students graduating under the recommended high school program and distinguished achievement program increased from 87.7 to 90.1. The next slide is of data that is provided to the district from the Texas Higher Education Coordinating Board and reports on student performance in post-secondary institutions during the first year enrolled after graduation from high school. At the district level, 19.3% of our graduating students for the year 2014 enrolled in a four-year public university and 31.3% enrolled in a two-year public college. Less than 1% of our students at the district level enrolled in an independent college or university. Keep in mind that these numbers are based off of the PIMS reported numbers to the state, and these are only state universities. The next slide will deal with, under the Texas Education Code Chapter 39, the district is also required to provide a report on violent or criminal incidents. These reports were coded into the Kenyuchi ISD Public Education Information System for the 2013-2014 school year. In total, the district had 69 filed incidents into PIMS. This number equates to only 1.2% of the entire Kenyuchi ISD population. Most incidents were reported at the high school level, fewer were reported at the middle level, and there were only four reported incidents at the elementary. Apart from the taper, our district is also required to include PIMS financial standard reports. Our first report compares our 2013-14 revenue source, all funds, to that of the state. Kenyuchi's revenue source for the state is 9.6% higher than the state average. Our local tax is at 9.97% lower than the state average, and our federal revenue source is 3.55% higher than the state average. Kenyuchi ISD expenditure by function reveals similarities between our district and the statewide aggregate totals, with the largest expenditure in both expenditure and for both going towards instruction. Kenyuchi is 1.9 percentage points below the state average. Of those data points that we discussed on the last taper when I reported it, I've also included in the update for the three-year trend analysis report as requested by Mr. Medina, and also the information that you requested, Mrs. Searles, in the updated Texas Academic Performance Report three-year trend analysis report that was supplied to you. And at this point, I can open it up to any questions.
The public is invited for public comment.
Does anybody have any questions? If you'll look, I've got the hard copy. And it begins to, on the page 5 is what I see, where you get the screen.
Okay.
It shows, y'all did a really nice job. Thank you very much.
That was John.
I think you got the gist of what everybody was asking. If y'all will look, they've given a graph that shows the three-year percentages, and then look underneath there, and it gives you that in gains. That, you know, it's not in a graph now, you can just read it, which is really awesome. I mean, here our kids are reading really well, according to this in elementary, it's fabulous. And then if you look down, it ties it in to what's going on there and gives you kind of, you know, a little background as to what we were asking for. People showing improvement. There's that little narrative at the bottom of the, not really a narrative, but the bullet points. And this is on every single bit of it. And I know that what I saw, and they have been upset, not upset, but concerned about for years, was our social studies. And as I went through this, I see where you absolutely addressed the social studies in this.
Ms. Searles.
You blocked it?
Yes, ma'am.
And double blocked it?
We double blocked it. So 8th grade social studies now meets every day. If I may add, I also looked at three of our schools that are neighboring. And if you look at page, let me look here real quick. If you look on page 14 where Ms. Searles had
that's
a question,
where, yeah.
On page 16, you'll see AMS at 68% and CMS at 69%. I looked at Brown Middle School, scored a 59%. Lincoln Middle School scored a 50%, and Moorhead 45%. So we're still lagging under the state and region, but we are making improvements and improving, so we are competitive, or actually exceeding that with the other schools in our neighborhood.
I mean, these are big strides that we've made, to go from 40% to 68% at AMS, and from 44 to 69 at CMS. Those are very noteworthy. What we're doing has made a difference. And I don't know, does the board have any questions when you look at that, at any of these that you'd like to?
Madam Chair, I have a question.
Yes, sir.
Adrian Medina, for the record.
And he did come at. Thank you very much.
You.
Good evening, Mr. Medina.
Good evening. Thank you for doing the three-year trend. That really helps us look at it a little differently, because we're only looking at the district and the region and the state, we really don't see the improvements we made. Now, I know from 2012 to 2014, there have been some modifications to the STAR itself.
Yes, sir.
And is that what we're seeing here? Is this a sharp increase, or is it truly that our kids are improving?
Actually, I was going to ask the board if you all received the updated packet that I gave, or the updated charts that show the STAR for the. So at the very beginning, it'll say three-year trend analysis report, mm-hmm. and then it says updated.
Yes.
So there'll be some stars.
Yes.
And that is a, yes, ma'am. So if we take a look at, it should be your page 19,
okay.
where we look at the social studies. To address your question, Mr. Medina, in 2012, there was really no formal report from the state, because it was a transition year from AEIS to the TAPR report.
Mm-hmm.
So the report that we gave you here from 2012 that shows the 2012 to 2013 is actually based off the TAPR report at 2013, and they did report for 2012.
Okay.
So I did call Shannon Housen at TA just to confirm, and Shannon Housen is the Director of Performance Reporting Division at TA, to confirm this. And so what we were looking at it for the numbers of 2012, for let's say, for example, for the high school, but it's for both Northwest and the high school, you would have looked in 2012, that would have included world geometry, world geology, world history, and world geography, world history, and U.S. history. And then in 2013, it would have also included those three. But then for 2014 represents the first true year of only U.S. history being reported. So we're looking at a moving target, one. And then, unfortunately, what I reported to you earlier, all the numbers are still good, and we're doing good in terms of comparison. We do have to keep in mind that it was a very big transition year from 2011 up to where we are now.
Correct.
And that being said, we had 15 EOCs around that time that 2012 was reported. So everywhere that I placed a star in this new report, you'll see what was incorporated into those counts. But it still gives us a good idea. But that way it gives us, and speaking to Mr. Housen, he said, yeah, there's really not truly an apples to apples yet because of the move still. But this will give us a better idea or an indicator of how our students are doing.
And another question regarding the high school, as I'm seeing here, the trend is down, even though we're only indexing, for example, in mathematics, Algebra 1, the trend is going down from 86 in 2012 to 77 in 2014.
In 2000, if I may, sir,
yes.
In 2012, that includes the algebra, the geometry, and the algebra 2.
Mm-hmm.
And then the one that we're currently looking at in 2014 is only algebra 1.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things we talked about is we've really had a plan of action, CNI, going in this semester,
mm-hmm.
and really making sure that they're doing their campus action plans. We've been monitoring that. We're going to have testing, a STAR mock test, this week with Algebra 1, and we're going to see if they're going to meet their goal. They've set their goal as 85% to pass their Algebra 1, and we're going to hold people's feet to the fire. It is our high school, and we need to make sure that these kids pass, because remember, for every student that doesn't, that's a kid that is now behind in his and has to double test next year. And so we're really working on the action plans with the high school. But I just want to let you know on that one, the first 2012 score shows Algebra 1, Geometry, and U.S. History. The same thing with reading. Now it includes, and Dr. Galavis is the one that caught that, it now includes the reading and the writing is now a combined test in the high school, whereas before they were two separate tests. So the kids did better when it was just reading by itself.
And after speaking to Dr. Galavis this morning, What I would like to do is provide the board with another updated package just to show the breakdown between the years that we do have available where there's apples-to-apples comparison, mm-hmm. so that that way I can give you the algebra to the algebra for the high school and for Northwest.
So you do have an algebra breakout?
As a matter of fact, yes, sir. That was the last thing that I was trying to put together, but I just didn't have time for this one. But we have Algebra 1 at last year at the high school. I just looked today. Mm-hmm. Algebra 1 at the high school reported in 2013 off the TAPER report was shown at 77%. So the difference is that there was no change for that.
So you're going to do the same for science as well as social studies?
Absolutely, sir. I'm going to give it to you for all of the high
school. I'd love to see that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Just to update that from that, these numbers do not include our 8th graders who take Algebra 1.
Oh, that's right. And we did have approximately 50 in each middle school take Algebra 1, and we're happy to report that for 2 years in a row, we've had 100% passing rates at our two middle schools. So we're looking at 100 kids going to either Northwest or to Canateo High School already having their Algebra 1 running credit. And so we're very pleased that we've had that 100%.
That is
That's
also
phenomenal. Yeah. Yeah.
Anybody have any other questions?
More of an observation. The number of violent or criminal incident reports in teams throughout the district, you go from 28 to 69, more than double.
No, no,
they went lower.
They went high. What page are you on?
I'm on page 27. At the district, the whole overall district.
Yes, sir. On the analysis, when I was discussing that part as well, that those numbers come from the prevention specialist at I guess with Dr. Reyes.
Mm-hmm.
And so those numbers are representative of things that can happen on or off the campus, one, and two, it can be just that they were reported or not reported. So my recommendation on this was to see if we could get some more information from their department to show us exactly what they mean, because I don't have the true number of, there's actually, you could have 5 kids that were involved in it, but only 2 are convicted.
I think we also have an SRO there now that tends to be more diligent than ever before. In previous years, we didn't. So I think that may be why you see such a sharp increase, because there's more to see, essentially, because we have something to pass to.
Yes, sir. And I do recall 1 year when I think it was my first year that I started, that they said that they were really trying to make kids toe the line at the high school. They were being more vigilant and catching them for even minor infractions. So that number might have spiked a little bit at that point. But again, that's something that I can start getting more information for, and then we'll include it in future packets if that's okay.
I really do think it's just her SRO's reporting more. She's got such great reports, too.
She does.
Yeah, she really does.
And now our two middle schools also have SROs on their campuses.
And then, if I may, Mr. Medina, you had also asked for further breakdown for the expenditures, so I just gave you the 2012 to 2013 and the 2011-2012 breakdowns. And those were available. If there were anything, if there was anything else that would have been available, I would have gone back further.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Mr. Marco, you have a question?
No question.
I have a question.
Yes, ma'am.
These reports, are they sent out to parents?
This report that I did?
Not this report that you presented to the board, but individual campuses have their own reports.
They get their campus report cards, and usually those are given out on parent-teacher conference night, but we do have those report cards that campuses are required to give out, and I don't know the update on that, but I know Mr. Warren sends us a copy of that report card when I was a campus principal, and we would give those out to parents.
So they were distributed?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
But there is a difference between the report card and then the TAPER report, because the TAPER report is the final, and so that's kept at every campus. We have one booklet for every campus, and then we also have one for the district to be held.
Yeah. But I know the school report card is very different. I'm not talking about the campus school report card. There is a school report card, and then there's a TAPER, and then there's a campus school report card. Okay. The school report card, has it gone out to the parents, too?
I do not know.
It should have, because I've sent them when it was released, TA will send us something that says that they're released, and then I would send the PDF that's both in English and Spanish so that they know to send that with the parents with the report card with the student.
I can contact the campus principals and put in your Thursday packet with the statuses if you'd like me to.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Any questions?
Okay, we sure thank you. This was a really good report, and I think going, did the board all feel like that with this little explanation, the way this, you know, the follow-up was done? I think going forward, if you could...
This will be an annual report for you then, and we'll just incorporate that so we can continue to build off this in that way.
And Ms. Roger, maybe if you could, you know, I know we're very concerned with that BQ series, and, you know...
Absolutely.
It ties right into this,
absolutely,
as I know you know, and I can see where...
We can look here and say, this is what we did, is it working, and then we see those trends, and we have the documentation,
exactly,
and data to
support. I see that starting to happen in here, so I hope you had seen it too. Thank you very much. So with no other questions, somebody could you turn?
Yes, sure. Just for the record, Ms. Ricci did come in at 5:44, and then the time is now 5:54.
Before we adjourn, is there any from the public? I just saw people come in. Anybody want to say anything? No? Everybody happy? Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And meeting is adjourned.